So let's go now to some very practical points. How can we be well disposed inside to do a good adoration? First of all, we try to find silence. There should always be silence, not only in the chapel for adoration, but generally in the church. Our Lady said so. The church is the palace of God. We should not talk to one another, because the purpose of being in the church is to meet God, to have a personal encounter with God. And if you come to the church for another purpose, do you know what Our Lady says? She said that to Mariana. You are an unbeliever. If you come because it's a tradition in your family or because you want to meet your friends, then you act as an unbeliever, Our Lady says. The church is a palace where God is like a king, she said. And he's reigning like a king. And when we come in the church, it is to meet him and only him, to have a personal encounter with him. When we want to meet our friends, fine, we have other places for that. You know, this is very important, and especially in the West, because more and more we speak in the churches. But we need this silence to meet God, and especially when the Blessed Sacrament is exposed, complete silence is required. When we adore Jesus in this silence, we get deeper and deeper into the residence of God in our own hearts. We get rid of those distractions and those concerns that we have. I remember one thing that Our Lady said, by the way. When you are before the Blessed Sacrament, she said, if you remember that you have committed a sin, ask for forgiveness from God. Likewise, if you remember that you have hurt somebody, make a point to decide to be reconciled with them. And if you have some anger against somebody, cool down first, because with this anger you cannot pray. So cool down and make peace in your heart with that person, whatever happened to you. Leave aside all your concerns and all your problems. Our Lady said, give them to me. And then your heart will be free for prayer. You know, sometimes people come, they have a concern, for example, their son is on drugs. So for 1 hour, they will think of their son who is on drugs and think, oh, that's too bad, he's on drugs. That's really ruining the family. How shall I do? And, you know, thinking of the son is not adoration, even if you are before the Blessed Sacrament. If you have a son that is on drugs, you may tell Mary, while I am adoring your son Jesus, please take care of my son yourself. You know, give your concerns into the hands of God and the hand of Jesus and the hand of Mary. But please don't focus on your problems. That's not prayer. Give them and then think of God. Contemplate God. Otherwise, if you contemplate your problems, your people in pain, what will happen? You'll get out of the chapel and you'll find yourself even more devastated. You won't be regenerated. You know, when we pray, the beautiful thing is that we look at God. We gaze at God. We contemplate God. And as the Father of the Church say, I love this phrase, we become what we contemplate. And this is why adoration transforms all of us, because we become what we contemplate. You know, if you contemplate the screen of your TV set, you'll become ugly and stupid as the programs are. If you contemplate your problems during adoration, you become more agitated and you'll be sad and won't be fed. But if you contemplate Jesus in the host, all his light is there, then you'll be fed, you'll be transformed, you'll be regenerated, and you'll become beautiful. Everybody knows that message from Our Lady. She said, when you have prayed, dear children, you are so much more beautiful. Well, I guess this is the secret of her own beauty, you know. She adored Jesus all the time, all her life. So when you are in this silence, then only you enable yourself to kind of hear the murmur of the voice of Jesus deep down in your heart. You know, Jesus said to Sister Faustina, well, I can't say the word exactly, but you'll find that in the diary. There is no way for a talkative soul to hear the murmur of my voice. I guess the noise of our own things is covering up his voice. And Jesus said that this soul will never hear his voice. And we know that prayer is a dialogue with God, a conversation with God. So we've got to hear something. Not with the ears of the body, but special ears of the deep soul. And Our Lady says too, the Lord is speaking to each soul. Really, he does. But how many souls do hear his voice? Too much noise, you know, too much noise. We are filled with ourselves. So when we adore the Blessed Sacrament, we try to get into this silence. It's like going on a journey toward the tabernacle that we have inside. Our heart is a tabernacle of the living God. Then we start hearing God's murmur. It's not that we hear a voice like on the phone, but the Lord has his own way to speak to the soul that is much more powerful, much more real. Because when he speaks to us, we know what to do. Even if we don't get the words, we just know what to do. We know what he has said. And through this mysterious communication from him, he actually inclines our heart and our mind towards what he wants us to understand. For example, I'm convinced that I should be married to Oliver. So I go to the Blessed Sacrament and I get into that silence of adoration. I get deep, deep down in my heart to meet God there. With no words spoken clearly, I receive the communication of Jesus in my soul, and when I get out of my holy hour, without even knowing how it happened, I am deeply convinced that I should rather marry Max. You know, I haven't heard any voice, but inside of me, the Lord has kind of inclined my soul towards what he prefers, what is his plan for me. So this is, of course, one more silly example, but you know, these little examples help us remember better.